Just a few years ago, Colette Cummings had reached the peak of the fashion world. She spent 26 years working her way up the retail ladder at big-name brands, Ralph Lauren, Ann Taylor Loft, and finally Talbots. And she dressed the part.
I used to wear black pants or a black skirt or a dress with a very pretty blouse with nice shoes.
Colette loved working in fashion, so much so that she made a lot of sacrifices for it. She worked long hours and even decided not to have children because she didn't have the time. But after decades of workdays filled with meetings and emails, instead of feeling like she made it, she was bored.
I remember telling my family, it's just not fun anymore. You know, you go from one fall season to the next fall season. I don't want to do this by the time I'm 50.
She also saw the writing on the wall. New management was laying off executives one by one. She knew her turn was next, and she decided to wait it out. She waited 6 long months.
I walked in, and she said, your job is over. I said, thank you very much, and I walked away.
Colette thought she had played her cards right. But then she found out she lost the equity she had in Talbots.
I was a very angry person for 24 hours. And my father gave me this amazing advice. And he said, get it out, go to therapy if you have to, and then you need to get over it. Because every single day that you stay mad, they're winning and you're not moving on.
Colette was the type of person who'd always had a plan. And now, for the first time in her life, she didn't know what to do.
I'm driven, and so you don't really lose your job and not know what's next. I was scared because I'd never been a risk taker.
Colette was searching for other high-level positions, but in the meantime, she needed money. So she got a part-time job at a small shop on Main Street in Chatham. The product?
You have a truck driver, a carpenter.
Not clothing.
A do-it-yourself technician.
Not jewelry.
A plumber, a mechanic.
Not makeup.
From the sea turtle to a bison.
Ducks. Rubber ducks. She took a sales job at a store called Ducks in the Window.
When it's fully stocked and all of the ducks are in a row, it's almost like a painting.
In a matter of weeks, Colette went from running a $500 million business to working a part-time job selling $5 rubber ducks. The transition was far from seamless, and now she needed to hone an entirely new skill set to impress her boss.
You know, one day I didn't vacuum, and I didn't know she needed me to vacuum. There was a little bit of like that rough spot of sort of figuring it out.
But Colette quickly took over many of the responsibilities of the store. She puts everything into what she does, even at a part-time job at a rubber duck store.
I was coming in at 7 in the morning. I cared about it. And I can't tell you how many business owners walked in and smiled and said, is this your store?
Every time Colette heard someone ask that, she couldn't help but want to say, yes, I own it. Then one day,
I went to dinner with my husband and we were walking to a restaurant.
And she got a text from the owner that said, I'm considering selling the business. Would you like to buy it?
And I just sat there and said, yes, I want to buy it.
Colette's husband was on board, but her family...
My father did say to me during that process, I want you to be very clear that your mother and I do not think this is a good idea. But as your attorney, I am going to counsel you through this. We're nervous. We know you want to own your own business, but it's rubber duckies with an average price point of $5. And you're in a tourist town where it's very volatile.
1047 will be your change. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Colette took that warning as a challenge. She went ahead and bought the store. In the beginning, she worked 15-hour days to make ends meet. She brought her business expertise to the store, focusing on the branding, bringing in new lines of ducks, even distributing ducks to other stores. The ducks have made her happier, more playful. And that's not all. She says she found her family here, too.
This is amazing, Anna. Amber with this big, sunny smile. Magda, she joined us a year and a half ago. She is a lovely, lovely, smart, kind, intelligent, very compassionate woman. I mean, I really care a lot about them.
And in contrast to her corporate life, she's in the business of making customers smile and giving her employees opportunities. And she looks totally different doing it.
I'm in Birkenstocks and cutoff jean shorts and a t-shirt. I have no makeup on in the summer and my hair is in a ponytail 24/7.
After decades of pursuing a career that left her feeling empty at the end of the day, Colette says she's found satisfaction in something small. Something she could never seem to find wearing a pencil skirt and heels. For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Adrienne Roberts in Chatham.